This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to get to visit with a leader, a brilliant entrepreneur, and a wonderful person. We get to speak today to William Neugebauer. William's the founder and chief executive officer of Outpatient Pro. He's going to talk to us about what he does, about what Outpatient Pro does, what's going on in the market for surgery centers and technology, and a lot more. William, can you take a moment, and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Outpatient Pro, and then we'll talk about what makes Outpatient Pro unique.
Well, thank you, Scott. The pleasure is likewise, and I appreciate the invitation today. I've been in the space about 35 years, and about a few years ago, just started a company called Outpatient Pro. We spent the last almost 2 to 3 years developing a full suite of hopefully never really seen of its kind in the way that it's bundled software options for not just ASCs, but OBLs as well. So it's all 100% cloud-based, mobile-friendly, one of the first mobile-friendly EHRs that will be entered in the marketplace. But what I think what makes us really unique is our single sign-on capability. So where we heard a lot of people complain about having to have 6 or 7 subscriptions to 6 or 7 platforms, our single sign-on capability allows you to have all your applications under one home, under one logon and username, so that you can toggle between them and get the true interoperability that is often lacked in the industry. So we're, and of course, it's even OBL friendly, which none of our competitors really are. So we're excited to hopefully redefine the space.
Thank you. And talk a little bit about, so for office-based labs as well as surgery centers and more, what was the thought process that helped drive you to the creation of the company? What drove this? What led to this?
Well, you know, in all my years, I was primarily a regulatory consultant for the last several decades and had the pleasure of working with hundreds of facilities around the country. And the one common pain point that you would hear is affordability, interoperability, ease of use. Even before the pandemic, there was a lot of staffing issues as it pertained to using EMR. New hires would have a tough time onboarding and learning. So when you start listening to all the pain points over a couple of decades, I came to realize that there was a real opportunity to create a company that can focus on these genres. And in the space, there's a lot of known software, but there's not any really branded software. There's not that one company that when you hear that name, it evokes a sense of comfort or affordability or ease of use. And I thought that there was a real opportunity to create a company that would focus on that. And that's what we've done. We've put a very heavy emphasis on building our tech stack from what I call the user to the technology. I think a lot of medical tech is built by those that have never worked in the space. So we listen to hundreds of nurses, surgical techs, doctors, front and back office, RCM, everything in between, and took all that feedback, all that data, all that pain points when building our applications so that they aren't exactly that. You know, I was talking to a single mother the other day who's been part of our beta, and she loves the fact that, you know, she can just go to her mobile app and check on the status of the schedule when she's on the run, or at night she's working from home and as a single mom, she doesn't have to stay too late because everything is not just mobile, but allows her all the ease of use to work at home at night after her kids go to sleep. I mean, these are things that impact people's lives dramatically. And we're really excited to put an application that can really do that.
Thank you very, very much. And talk about this. So many surgery centers are still on a hard server versus a cloud-based program. And there's a standout that says 70% are still running some form of electronic medical record on a hard server, truly a server versus a cloud-based option. Is that accurate that 70% plus are still on servers versus the cloud? And if so, why is that? How is that possibly the case? Why is that?
Yeah, those statistics, it's hard to measure them exactly because that internal data from companies like HST or Surgical Information System is proprietary. But when you talk to enough people in the space, you'll get the sense that almost about 2 out of 3 that are on an EMR are still basically hard server dependent. And I think what's happened, even in fairness to my competitors, is that the industry has become hostage to each other. And let me explain that. You know, there has been a lack of technological development in the space to some extent. I think, you know, you see what Epic and Cerner and those big companies are doing in acute care. But in the ambulatory space, you haven't really seen a lot of dramatic technology advancement over the last few years. So on that side of the coin, you also have the end users, the ASCs, that where they're very cost sensitive and price sensitive, as you know. And so what happens there is they become comfortable. They're used to what they have. And then the thought of basically migrating from a hard server to the cloud can be scary. What happens if things go wrong? It's going to mess up my cash flow. Maybe we'll do that next year. And it gets punted and punted and punted down the field. And then what happens is you enter 2022 in a space where probably about, two out of three surgery centers that currently have an EMR product, a legacy product, are probably still hostage to a hard server for all those reasons.
In addition to somebody being on a hard server, there's still plenty that aren't on an electric medical record or electronic medical record. Talk about that. There's some stat that says 35% of surgery centers or so are still using paper charts or some form of Google Drive or document or Dropbox. Why is EMR adoption so slow as well? And how could Outpatient Pro help all these people?
Well, I think that goes back to my earlier point about addressing both price points and accessibility and the transient nature of staffing in the industry, especially during the pandemic and even since with the nursing shortage being so acute. But I think, again, you know, if you're a 1OR plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills or a small 2R facility in the Midwest, doesn't matter really where you are, you've often looked at the legacy systems that are out there and you said, they're expensive. That's, you know, more than I can probably afford. I've got two or three staff members that are full time, a bunch of per diem staff. And then you start to say, it's just more convenient to use paper and scan it in and save it on Google Drive or something like Dropbox. And I think that's been a lot of the reason for that. But we took that into consideration. We're like, look, if we have a tablet, you know, with our EHR, you can use it on an iPad or an Android device. You turn it on, and we've created enough self-help videos and onboarding experiences to make it really easy to use. I mean, we pride ourselves on our chart where if you use the paper chart and you can just basically do the same thing and replicate the same experience on a tablet, it doesn't take a heck of a lot of onboarding to learn how to use our EHR if you have some experience even on paper. So I think what it all comes down to is all those factors mix into a soupy mix of why migration to technology has been so slow in the ambulatory space.
Thank you. But with Outpatient Pro, relatively simple in the big scheme of things and solves a lot of these problems and doesn't have to be the expense of an Epic or Cerner or something like that. Not that that's really the option for the surgery center space. Take a moment. Physician owners of surgery centers, one of their pain points is they got different EMRs running in different places. So they got something running in their practice. They might have something that runs through the hospital. They've got something that runs at their surgery center. You know, whether in the practice it's Athena or something else, the hospital, Epic or Cerner, at the surgery center, HST or somebody else. How does your company start to fill in the gaps on this in terms of this, you know, interoperability issue that they've got where the hospital's got Epic or Cerner, the practice has Athena or something else, and the surgery center has something else? Where does Outpatient Pro fit into filling in these gaps?
Well, that was one of the craziest pain points that we addressed when developing our application, right? You know, if you take the average small center, maybe let's take an example of an orthopedic, let's say five or six different ortho groups team up to form and they start an ASC together, and they're all on different applications in their own medical offices. You know, right now, if you're on one of the legacy systems, you're faxing over, more often than not, you're faxing over the referral to the surgery center, which is amazing to see how much faxing is still being used for HIPAA compliance reasons in the space. So we're like, well, why can't everyone just be on one platform? Why can't we create a platform where even if you're on Athena, you could bolt onto the platform the ASC provides and provide an electronic digital way to send that referral from the point of conception. It even goes back to the point of patients checking in. We have a patient portal that we developed. We figured out, we did a survey for over a year, and found that the average onboarding time of a new patient is about 45 minutes because so much of that paperwork is filled out the morning of the surgery. Now you got people that are dehydrated, they're bleary-eyed, they've come in for their surgery, and now they've got a stack of papers as big as a mortgage closing to fill out. So if you give people the proper time and ability and technology to do that in advance, now you've made the pre-op process a lot smoother, a lot healthier, quietly. You reduce a lot of liability at the same time. And again, by connecting the offices and the patients to the preoperative experience, you're just making it far more practical. We've done that.
No, thank you. That's fantastic. And you must love what you do, William. Just give me a second on, you love what you do?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, and you know, Scott, I can honestly tell you, my kids like the joke, you know, I'm 56 and I, you know, I own a tech company and, you know, obviously technology is dominated by younger people. But I think what's helped me is if I tried to do this when I was younger, I wouldn't have had the experiences to develop the tech stack from having been in the space for over 3 decades and having hundreds of colleagues share their stories with me. So, you know, I'm at a point in my career where I'd like to leave a legacy on the industry by making it a better industry for the staff that work in it, for the patients that experience it, for the surgeons that are participating in it. And I feel like so much time and attention has been spent on the acute care technology side, where there's so much money spent on the Epic and Cerner type application. Ambulatory has kind of gotten lost in the shuffle for whatever reason, I'm not sure. If you look at all the technology companies, there's dozens that service primary care and urgent cares and, you know, that level. There's the big behemoths on the acute care level. And right here in the ambulatory space, it's, I hate to use the expression redheaded stepchild, but you get my point. I mean, it's been kind of left ignored.
And 100%.
I mean, you know, and that's kind of what's happened. So, yeah, I mean, so we really think we've developed a software application that really fits where the future is going. And if you're a surgeon that wants to do a procedure in an office setting, let's say on a Medicare Service 11 code, we've got an OBL application because our chart packs are interchangeable. Or if in an ASC setting, which is service code 24, we can do that too. You don't need 7 different companies and 7 different subscriptions that don't talk to each other. We're a one-stop place to do that. So it's more than just another tech company. We think we've developed a tech stack that's going to truly redefine the entire ambulatory space.
Thank you. And talking about that, and fantastic, and thank you. And as you know, the Epic Concerns focus on these big health systems that spend hundreds of millions on their EMRs. They've stayed out of the surgery center space because it's not as profitable a space for them, but it's a space that needs help like you're providing. Talk about when you see the future, where do you see the industry heading technologically, and especially where do you see your company heading to, especially with sort of Web 3.0 on the horizon and blockchain capability generating healthcare? Where do you see the industry heading technologically and your company, and Outpatient Pro heading?
You know, it's funny when you look at, you know, when you watch the news and you see what's gone on with NFTs and crypto, and you hear blockchain, there's a lot of recent negativity about that. But the truth of the matter is blockchain is really the future for healthcare. When you look at what it will do for privacy and security, I think there'll be a day that everyone will have their medical record in their Apple wallet, let's say. I mean, you already technically in this country legally own your medical record, but no one obviously really has, unless they have copies of it only when they need it. But I think where the intersection of retail, technology, and the future come together is, I think as healthcare becomes more of a pay-as-you-go service, which I think is honestly going to happen, and the consumers, the millennials, and the Gen Zs are carrying around their medical record in their wallet or in a hard wallet. I think blockchain health records, blockchain credentialing are going to be the early forecomers of that transition into Web 3.0. We definitely plan to launch by the fall, winter of 23, a blockchain application for that reason. I think the growth in blockchain will be extraordinary in the space within 24 to between late 23 to, you know, 2025. I think you see a lot of growth in blockchain, and it just makes sense because blockchain makes a lot of sense for a lot of different reasons. But the negative stereotypes around crypto and NFTs are going to maybe hamper that adoption a little bit.
William, I want to thank you. What an incredible amount of domain expertise into the surgery center, the outpatient office space, lab space, and just the outpatient space generally. Thank you again, William Neugebauer, CEO, founder of Outpatient Pro. What an amazing set of products and suites in terms of connecting all these environments and doing so in a simple way. Just magnificent. I love your mix of domain expertise in the surgery center market with technology expertise too. Thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, William Neugebauer, CEO, founder of Outpatient Pro. Thank you very, very much.
Scott, thank you. I really appreciate it.